Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Live from 5 Under Golf in Beaumont for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of The Killer Bees.
Now bring you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing?
He's Blank, I'm Branham, Brendan behind the glass, John Belmer out here, our on-site engineers. We're broadcasting live in Beaumont. If you're in Beaumont, you can hear us right now. Swing on by, say hello to us. We're at 5 Under, great lunch specials as well. You'll take advantage of that. Brunch 10 to 2 every Saturday and Sunday if you want to come on the weekend with 99-cent mimosas. You can't beat that. Also, Game 1 of the World Series is tonight. We all know that. We've been counting down all week to Game 1 of the World Series. They have some drink specials you can take advantage of if you come watch the World Series here. $15 Miller and Coors Bucket. So if you're in Beaumont looking for a place to watch the game tonight, this is the spot. You can also play some golf while you do so. 5 Under, they have the golf simulations where you pound it into the screen. You can play any course in the entire world. I've been to a lot of places like this. I know we both have, Blankers. The thing that sets this place apart to me, they have the indoor bays, they have the outdoor bays, but they also have a country club feel. You walk in, they're there ready to take your clubs. They're opening the door for you. You walk in, it's like you're in one of the most prestigious country clubs in the city.
I love this place. I love coming out here just because of, like you said, you can do so many things. And it's so great because it's obviously golf first and foremost. But, you know, these bays are set up to where if you want to throw footballs, kick soccer balls, do other things, you can do that too. But, I mean, if you're a golf aficionado, this is the place to be because, you know, it's worth the drive if you're coming from around the 409. And they even have concerts a lot of times out on the driving range outside, and they can set it up so that they can hold thousands of people. This is an amazing venue. And it's exactly what Beaumont needed. And for the golf aficionado down in this part of the state, it is fantastic.
I think golf is just like limiting it, too, because you can have great food out here. Yep. You can have great drinks. It has a very much like of a country club setting where you're looking for a place to watch some games. This is the place. And then do all your golfing on top of that as well. Of course, the primary story in this city, the Houston Astros. The Astros game one of the World Series tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. Third time we all know that the Astros are playing a team in the NL East. We all know the Astros have been to 4 World Series in their history of the franchise, have never won a Game 1 of the World Series. Certainly something that all the Astro faithful is hoping changes tonight. I got to be honest with you, Blankers. I get frustrated with the casuals in this city. Like, look, they come out a lot during the World Series. They come out a lot during the playoffs.
Come out daily because we listen to them.
Sure, that too. But the thing that is frustrating me beyond belief, one, is that, like, the Houston Astros, and look, I do think that they're a juggernaut. I do think that they're a powerhouse. I do think that they're going to win this World Series. But you have everybody, they're going to sweep. They're a machine. They're just going to bulldoze through the Philadelphia Phillies. People asking questions to Bregman and Pena and Verlander. Oh, you're going to be the first team since the Big Red Machine to not lose a game in the postseason. And I'm just sitting here putting my hand to my head. I'm like, dude, this is a team that is really good you're about to play. Would a sweep be fantastic? Yeah, sure, a sweep would be fantastic. I'm just trying to figure out a way to win this World Series if you're going to take 7 games.
Look, I mean, I heard Pauly G on the way here, and I know that he was actually even kind of adding fodder to it by asking the guys some of those questions. To me, it's like, don't poke the bear, you know? You've seen what's happened when you've been the favorite previously in these World Series, and it hasn't ended well. And, you know, I kind of like one of Verlander's answers where he said, you know, because he's still trying to get his first World Series win,
yeah,
and he said, it's not about me. It's not about the individual accomplishments. Of course, he'd like to shove and push and have a great start and do what he needs to do for his team, but it's all about, for him and Dusty especially, getting that ring, putting that on their resume and you know, and doing the kinds of things that people that are going to the Hall of Fame someday really like and look forward to. But they're more team-oriented people. And this city should be for all that they had to endure from a heartbreak perspective in terms of the first three trips to the World Series. One, because there's one that's going to be tainted whether you like it or not. Two, because it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to. But this one should be the one where you're hyper-focused on nothing but getting that ultimate W 4 games before the Phillies do, and then you can just celebrate, relax, and have fun.
I don't agree with the taint comment. I don't. This is something else that bothers me. Like, two things all week, and look, we've had a lot of time to look forward to baseball because the Astros haven't played a game this entire week. They clinched on Saturday. We haven't had a game to react to, so, like, we've talked about a lot of stuff when it comes to the Houston Astros, and I've thought a lot about this, like, taint word about 2017. Look, I agree that a majority of people look at the 2017 Astros and label it taint. That's opinion, though. That is somebody's opinion. It's a majority opinion. I'll grant you that. I think most people have that opinion, but I also think there's a good percentage of people that don't have that opinion. I think a good percentage of people in the city of Houston don't have that opinion. I think Lucas Giolito has that opinion. Lucas Giolito went on with Chris Rose, formerly of, was it High Heat on MLB Network, Fox. You know who he is. Listen to what Lucas Giolito's had to say about the Astros, this franchise, even dating back to 2017.
Right.
Okay, Lucas.
But it's like that. But it's like the asterisk one. Here's the thing: is like it's all those teams were cheating. Then I think White Sox weren't. I'll tell you that right now.
If so, y'all sucked at it.
Yeah. No, we were not doing any cheating in 2017. But based on everything I've heard, it was like all the teams that were in the postseason that year were like doing the same. So I think that's also kind of why like the players like kind of had that like half apology energy when they were like apologizing all this stuff because they probably knew like. Man, like, we got caught. Like, everyone was kind of doing this stuff. I mean, do they need to win the World Series to legitimize? I don't know, man. I don't know. They're a dynasty team. Like, they get this far in the postseason, like, every damn year.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw what they just did to the Yankees. They embarrassed them. Four-game sweep. It wasn't even close.
I hate the D word that he used there, and we'll talk about that perhaps in a second. But first, as it goes to, like, taint, if you go back and look at 2017 and the teams that were in the playoffs that Giolito, referred to, the Astros, we know about them. The Los Angeles Dodgers, Josh Reddick, who played for the Los Angeles Dodgers, has all but said on Twitter repeatedly that the Dodgers were doing the same sort of stuff. The New York Yankees had a letter written about the same sort of stuff. It came from Carlos Beltran that he brought over to the Houston Astros. The Cleveland Indians at the time, now the Guardians, the same thing, like cameras and dugouts, watches, all of this stuff. So, like, I agree that a majority of people look at 17 as a tainted World Series, but majority opinion doesn't mean correct opinion. Christopher Columbus once upon a time had a minority opinion that the earth was round. Turns out the dude was right.
So what I'm saying is what you just referred to, which is that it is in the minds and the opinions of the majority of people that either are covering this sport or outside of the city of Houston, Texas, that follow even casually baseball, they are of the belief that it is tainted.
Not all of them.
I didn't say all of them. The majority, I said.
I'll give you that.
And that is what you're never going to escape because of the fact that they just believe, you know, look, the John Boy thing is the perfect example of any ass clown on the planet can throw something out there on social media and all of a sudden it becomes fact and it becomes believable and it becomes something that everybody is going to get on board with, point fingers at, and say this dude had a freaking doorbell somehow wired to his body under a baseball uniform that helped him hit a home run or home runs in a certain series. I mean, miss me with all that. Get out of here with all that. However, because of the way news travels so fast and because of how easily people's opinions are swayed, that's why I use the term tainted. Because no matter what happens, no matter how far we go, no matter how many more they win, when you mention 17 in the World Series, that's going to be the first belief of a majority of the people out there.
Agree that it is the belief of a majority. Majority opinion doesn't equal correct opinion.
True.
Though. And if you start, like, Lucas Giolito is the most recent Major League Baseball player. Like, here's another thing. Like, the people that say the 2017 season was tainted are who? Like, they're baseball writers. They're Jeff Passan asterisk. They're Carl Ravage. They're Ken Buster. Rosenthal. They're Buster Olney. But then when you listen to the players, like, outside of Cody Bellinger, who had that immediate reaction because he was upset because the Dodgers lost the World Series, even though Josh Reddick was saying the Dodgers were doing the same thing. And what has happened to Cody Bellinger's career or numbers since 2017,
he's Marwin.
Crackdown on sign stealing. Aaron Judge, like, he was offended because he lost the MVP to a Houston Astro in 2017. Look at the name, like, Major League Baseball players are telling you that everybody was doing it. I don't care what Jeff Passan asterisk says. I don't care what Carl Ravitch says, Ken Rosenthal, Buster Olney. You know what I care about? I care about what Miguel Cabrera, who's going to be a Hall of Famer, says when he says it's not a big deal. Joey Votto, everybody was doing it. Josh Reddick, who's played on a ton of teams, everybody was doing it. Eric Kratz, Lucas Giolito being the most recent, saying, look, everybody in 2017 that was in the postseason was doing it. Look, so I care more about their opinions than I do about Jeff Passan asterisk opinion.
And again, my own personal opinion is what I've always stated, which is everybody has been doing it. They were doing it. I hated, and that's why I was so glad to have Ryan Spader on yesterday, though he couldn't give you every last detail. He basically finally kind of validated what I've been saying all along, which was he got a cease and desist call and or letter from the league. He got people where he had been collecting side paychecks that said, you're not getting any more if you continue to push this narrative, and he pulled back because I thought he was the beginning of the truth serum that needed to come out. I still believe at a certain point when these guys are so far away from the game that they're not going to benefit anymore and get revenue from it, that they'll be honest enough to for everybody to tell us who all was doing it.
Yeah.
But it's also a fact that across the nation, and you look at the Astros are hated by the majority of the country, and the reason why they are hated is because they believe they cheated in 17. And the other problem, Jeremy, is they were too good as a team. They didn't need any kind of tie-in to cheating or even to try it or look at it or think about it. Yeah. That roster was built to win it all.
While I do think, and you do, the majority opinion is that 17's tainted. It is not my opinion. I don't think it's your opinion either.
All.
And just because it's minority opinion doesn't mean that it's wrong. So don't let these 2017 and the throwing out taint like it's gospel fact truth. It's opinion. It's opinion for those. Majority opinion, sure. But what is your opinion? I cannot stand that. I can't stand this whole thing going on right now with these, the Astros are just going to bulldoze through the Phillies. Maybe I'm grumpy because I haven't seen baseball in quite a while. Lucas Giolito mentioned the D word when it came to the Houston Astros. Justin Verlander mentioned the D word yesterday as well when he was talking about this current run that the Houston Astros are on. I don't even want to talk about it, but Brendan's making me. It's the Killer Bees, 713-780-ESPN, broadcasting live from 5 Under in Beaumont. Swing on by. Say hello to us. Will House will be here after us as well. So if you can't make it for us, make sure you make it for them. 713-780-3776. We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. He's at Pac-Man Joel on Twitter. I'm at Jeremy Branham. Tonight, Game 1 of the World Series. Cannot wait. Friday night, Game 1, fantastic. And always part of my Friday night tradition, you can bet it's going to be part of the tradition as I'm watching Game 1, is a little bit of Gentle Ben. I haven't decided yet between the vodka, gin, bourbon. I'll probably decide on the drive home. But they're all part of the rotation for me. And Gentle Ben Spirits does them all better than anyone else. They use their state-of-the-art, innovative Percedo craft technology, better in purity, better in aroma, better in taste than your favorite brand of vodka, gin, or bourbon. Purification of Gentle Ben, unrivaled. You'll love what's not in it. Try a sip of Gentle Ben, compare it to your brand, and you're going to taste a huge difference. Ricky Ford had me try it a good time ago, and ever since then, I've been a Gentle Ben man. It is smooth, it's clean, it eliminates the burn, but you enjoy your drink. Don't work through your drink. You can find Gentle Ben Vodka and Gin at Total Wine and Specs, also online at gentleben.com. That bourbon, though, is now becoming more and more available. It used to be you could only get it at the tasting room in Alvin. But now 10 different Specs locations around Houston are carrying the bourbon as well, which is fantastic. If you're in Galveston, Specs are economy liquor. Pearland, Broadway liquor. SKO liquor. Pearland fine wine. Head over to Potter's Liquor in Friendswood. Peter's Cut Rate in Angleton. And a couple spots in League City as well. The Marinara Bay liquor and Reserve liquor as well. If you're headed to a Rockets game, stop by the Gentle Ben Bar there as well, in the main concourse inside the Toyota Center. Sit back with good company and raise a glass to the very best, Gentle Ben.
Informed opinions are always presented here. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
You can never trust Big Voice Guy. We're at 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. Fantastic spot to hang out, have some lunch. A great spot to watch the game tonight as well. They have some beer specials for the game. $15 Miller and Coors buckets. Also, ESPN special food menu from noon to 7. They also have an Astros World Series menu that features spicy La Pena dog. Can't beat that. Nacho dog, Texas cheesesteak, brisket nachos. It's a great spot to hang out, have a drink, have a bite. play a little bit of golf. The indoor bays, the outdoor bays, you can't beat that. We might get into the D talk in a little bit. But first, let's go out to the HRMP listener line, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Mike wants to talk to the Killer Bees. Mike, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up?
Hey, guys. Just want to say, long-time listener, love you guys' show. Just wanted to say about the – y'all were talking about the 17 World Series, about it being tainted.
Sure.
I don't know what your guys' opinion is on this, but, you know, if that's the truth, then during the steroid era, we would have to go back. I haven't done the research, but I'll bet you more teams than not had at least one player on each one of those teams that was on steroids. So steroids is performance enhancing. It's cheating. It's a form of cheating. So what are we going to do? We're going to go back and put an asterisk beside every single World Series during the steroid era? Probably not.
That's a point that I've actually, looked into, mostly with – I did this last week with Brian Crashman. Brian Crashman, of course, talked about the Astros start of this year, said they did something so illegal, they did something so horrific. But if you look at the last time the Yankees won a title, which I think was 2009, Brian Crashman, they've won one title since 2000, and it was 2009. They haven't won in over a decade. They've won one in, two decades. But if you go back and look at that 2009 team with the New York Yankees, they're two of their – main hitters, two of their sluggers that year were Alex Rodriguez, who was suspended for performance enhancing for PED use later, not in 09, but later. And then their second baseman, who was a slugger, hit 325 that year, 25 bombs. A-Rod hit 30, by the way, was
Robbie Cano.
Robinson Cano. Don't you know, Robbie Cano. Robinson Cano, later, busted for PED use. So it's very rich in talking out of both sides of your mouth when Brian Crashman, to be quite honest, the only reason he still has a job was because he won a World Series in 2009. Nothing he's done since then is a reason that he should still be employed by the New York Yankees, is because he rode the backs of two steroid users, even though he called the Astros illegal and horrific, so he's a hypocrite.
So, no question, when the article came out, was it GQ? When he basically was saying all those things and basically saying that's the only reason why the Yankees haven't won since that time, he was making excuses because
sure.
He was covering his ass because he needed to keep his job. And the fact is, to the caller's question, the reason why that wasn't a bigger deal than the 17 scandal was is because of social media, because of how fast news travels, because of the fact that you had different people that weren't journalists, that weren't with a media background, that were coming out just throwing things on the wall like the doorbell and the buzzer and the whole scandal that started all of that. And then you had Major League Baseball on the other side trying to counterbalance it because when you're talking about 09, you're talking about kind of the end of the resurrection of baseball that started with McGuire and Sosa, and it was steroid-driven, and it was Bonds, and it was all those things. Baseball on one side, out of one side of their mouth, had to act like, we can't have this, and this is bad. On the other side of their mouth, they're like, look at the ratings, look at the revenues, look at everybody paying attention to baseball again, and they rode the wave out. This was different because now it could really taint the entire sport, and that is going to be our word of the day. I mean, people could get drunk if they drink every time we say it to start the show, but it's a way that they were worried about the same thing with the Patriots. With all their different cheating scandals and things that they were going to get rung up for, a lot of guys that knew that they were doing it and had a lot more that they could have thrown on the table said, I'm not doing that because it's going to take money out of my pocket. As an ex-NFL guy that suddenly will be looked at as a league that allowed cheating, that basically had championships and Super Bowls that might not have been up on the up and up. So from a baseball perspective, it got publicized more. It got out there quicker. The rumors and the innuendo and all the outrageous accusations spread like wildfire. And it became something that more and more people in the everyday fan could put in their back pocket and say, oh, I remember that. I know that. They cheated. When they didn't. They don't.
713-780-ESPN, the HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Back there now for Barry. Barry, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's going on?
All right. Hey, guys. Hope you're hitting straight if you make it over to the Bays. But I've got a little different take on this. I've never heard anybody make this comparison. Tell me if you have and tell me if it has any value. I mean, I think of college sports. You've got a coach that comes in, and he walks the other side of the line. He does things that are against the NCAA rules. He gets busted. The school gets the sanctions. The school gets the penalty. He pulls up stakes and goes somewhere else. And the school's stuck with his actions. I mean, I feel the Astros are kind of in that position because where did the idea for the scheme come from? Outside the Astros. And it left. And now they're stuck with the consequences of someone that's no longer there.
Appreciate the call, Barry. I don't think it's an apple to apples comparison, but I don't think it's a terrible comparison because I think that the ringleaders of this were Alex Cora, Carlos Beltran. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure that out. Just go back, read Astro Ball. They flat out tell you how much they value technology without saying that they were stealing signs illegally using technology. It also wasn't in the MLB rulebook. Like, Robert Manfred was sending memos saying, hey, guys, please stop this. And the reason that it continued was because no one believed that anybody was actually stopping it to do it. They feared that the other team was doing it, so they were, you know, just making it even, right? I don't love this comparison that much, but I don't think it's completely outrageous by Barry.
No, I mean, I don't love it because of the fact that the players still did it. They were still executing it. You know, the people within the organization were still seeing it through, and there were guys that were participating, and there's always the discussion of who did versus who didn't, and you know, the names go back and forth. But the fact is that, you know what? The better thing to be focused on is how many teams were doing it. How many guys were just, again, they're protecting the integrity of the overall sport, especially while they're still connected to it like some players are, and some that are just getting away from the playing days but still want to reap the benefits of being an ex-player. They don't want to go through what the NBA went through when Tim Donaghy was the official that got caught cheating, and then they thought, well, there might be more. Well, the NBA did everything they could possibly do to dispel that, put that to bed quickly, and say it was one dude, not an entire organization of referees. And believe me, our championships aren't tainted. Because
a lot of people think the NBA and Donaghy were in cahoots in that whole way that was covered
up. And that's because they're protecting their marketability, their likability, and their believability. And that's why it comes down to the fact that Rob Manfred has been such a hypocrite, because he doesn't want the biggest names, the most revenue-generating teams in his sport, i.e. Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, taking the kind of punishment that the Astros did. He wanted the Astros to be the poster child like a Tim Donaghy, and then he wanted it all to go away and say it was them, not us. And it hasn't been that easy for him.
No, it hasn't. 713-780-ESPN, 7744. Joe Kelly is a punk that can't let it go. See, what's ironic about Kelly was that he wasn't really upset that the Astros were doing what they were doing. He was upset that they talked about it. He was upset that they talked about it and kind of exposed it in a public viewpoint of what was going on around Major League Baseball. That's what he was ticked off about.
Well, he was a member of a team that excelled using it with the Red Sox. And the fact is that I had never heard that part that you just said. I've never heard him say that. But, you know, he took it as his own, you know, create more, stir the pot, vitriol, going after Correa, going after the organization, you know, pointing fingers at them after basically being one of us with Boston. So Joe Kelly is everything that they said and more, and I don't have any respect for Joe Kelly. You know, he has a God-given fastball over 100 miles an hour, but he has the body of a small prepubescent child that's basically in the 10th percentile of his growth chart. So whatever, I mean, he can go ahead and, you know, do him, be him. I really don't care about Joe Kelly.
We'll talk about JV a little bit later, of course, him going game one of the World Series, what we expect. Maybe we'll get into the D-talk a little bit later as well. It's Killer Bees broadcasting live from 500 Golf in Beaumont. Swing on by. Say hello to us. Plenty of baseball to talk about throughout the program. But coming up next, we're going to talk to the winningest head coach in this city. College basketball is right around the corner. Kelvin Sampson joins us on the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. I was there bright and early this morning before I hit the road to Beaumont, and I'll tell you what, Apollo Men's Health is the place to go if you are struggling with just everyday issues. You don't have the energy that you once had in your life. You don't have that get up and go, it's got up and went, and you think there's nothing you can do about it. Well, there actually is. Everything from the boardroom to the weight room to the bedroom, if you're having problems and issues, they can be of assistance. They can help. All it takes from you is getting in contact with them, because when you do, you're going to find out they are the best in the business at taking care of their patients and listening to what they have to deal with so that they can set them up with a program that gets them the results and gets them feeling great again. Check out their website, apollomh.com. They got two locations to better serve you near the downtown area. And on top of that, you mentioned my name, Joel Blank, get a free B12 shot or a free body composition analysis upon your first visit. Let the process go from there. Tell them what you're dealing with. Tell them what you'd like to fix. Tell them where you'd like to be. They'll put you on that program right away, and they'll get you the results that you are after. I love these people because they care about their patients. Check them out. Tell them I sent you by. They're the good people at Apollo Men's Health.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees broadcasting live, 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. Swing on by, hang out with us. If you can't make it by 3, that's all right. The Wheelhouse will be here 3 to the end of their show. Astros, we're going to be carrying the Astros live tonight on ESPN 97.5 as well. But if you're looking for a place in Beaumont to watch the game, this is the spot. Game 1, $15 Miller and Coors Buckets, a special ESPN food menu from noon until 7, World Series food and drink specials. They also have a trunk or treat on Sunday. Keep that in mind if you're in the Beaumont area. 2 to 5, free admission. It's a family fun event, costume, contest, candy, prizes, food, carnival games, a Tri-City Corvette Club trunk or treat. You won't want to miss that. Or if you're looking for a good brunch spot in Beaumont, this is the place as well. 10 to 2 Saturday and Sunday with mimosas that are only 99 cents. They got the full indoor bays, the full outdoor bays, the true country club feel as well. This place is awesome. Ryan Stanek is over there in one of the bays swinging the club around. A Ryan Stanek lookalike. He's in Beaumont playing golf here. And he's going to pitch in the World Series, maybe pitch in the World Series tonight, although he seems to have fallen out of favor with Dusty Baker a little bit. I got a little bit of a bird count yesterday.
I got one too the other day. I forgot to tell
you. You got one the other day?
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm driving home from work, and this dude, I say kid, but this kid is probably at the oldest.
Well, how many is this now? Because I think my count's 7.
I got to be at least 9,
man.
9 or 10.
But
I'm driving home.
You have more than me.
I'm in the fast lane. There's this old school Suburban, and this kid's probably in his early 20s with headphones on.
It's not a kid. It's an adult.
Okay, but
he's
a kid.
He can vote and drink.
But he's dragging, right? He's dragging in the fast lane. I don't say anything. I don't do anything. I go one lane out. I go to pass him. I didn't even jam it back into his lane right away. I just passed him and don't think anything of it. And about 3 more minutes down the road, here he comes, hauling tail. And he, like, gets as close as he can to my car and then does the kind of waving one-finger salute.
Yeah.
And then thinks it's cool. And I'm like, what was that for? I mean, I didn't. So I get down by my exit. And like, he came back up upon me and rolled down his window to laugh with his headphones in. But he wasn't saying anything. And I'm looking at him like, dude, I don't know what you're doing. He then goes over and starts waving me like he wants to exit. And he wants to, you know, park or something. I'm like, oh, let me see where this goes. So I go to get in that same lane. He flips me off again and punches it at the last minute in a cowardly move to get back on the highway while I'm getting off, which happened to be, again, my exit. And I'm like, so that's what you do? And, like, you don't think at some point that's going to come back to bite you? I'm like, I don't get it. But, yeah, I'm probably double digits now.
Mine was we were getting, like, on the freeway, but you had to take that right turn, like, out of, like, a subdivision kind of. So, like, you're taking a right turn at the light, and then there's an on-ramp onto the highway, like, you know, a quarter mile.
So you got to get the left side right away?
Yeah. So there's somebody behind me. So, we take the right turn, and they immediately swerve out to the left lane. And I cannot stand when somebody that's behind you tries to swerve out and then beat you to the spot. It's kind of like you're trying to take a little bit of a block charge here. So I just had, like, the most egregious cutoff in the history. Like, I would have hit him if they didn't slam on the brakes. But I was willing to do that in that moment. I got the bird right there in the back. And then whenever she did enter the on-ramp. Actually, I didn't get a good look. I don't know if it was a he or a she. Whenever they entered the on-ramp, I got another one. So I got a little double bird.
Double dose.
A little double
do
dose.
Do both count?
I don't know. I guess we leave that up to the Hive. 713-780-ESPN. Do both birds count if it's from the same person because of the same scenario?
Brendan is the puppeteer. He can make that call.
713-780-3776. Let's go to the puppeteer. Brendan, does that count?
No. Absolutely not.
He doesn't get two?
I didn't think so either. I don't think it should count either. I think it's one.
Then if just like one listener.
Well, yeah, no, that's true because I got two as well.
I mean, it's the same reasoning, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
She, I don't know. They just wanted to make sure that I saw it. They wanted to make sure that I was able to understand that I was getting the bird. So you're at 9, I'm at 7. Not a surprise at all.
All right.
Kelvin Sampson is going to join us in 10 minutes. He's going to give us a call in about 10 minutes. Justin Verlander. Mm-hmm. We heard Lucas Giolito mention that D word when he was talking to Chris Rose. Justin Verlander, and I don't want to talk about this, but we have to, I guess. Justin Verlander yesterday during his press conference was asked this.
About a dynasty.
Justin, I'm curious if you kind of view this iteration of the Astros over the last 6 years and everything you guys have accomplished as, you know, if you'd use the word dynasty maybe to describe it.
I mean, how could you not? I sure would like to cement another championship to really drive that point home. And here we are with the chance to do that. But I mean, yeah, we've obviously been one of the best franchises in the history of the game, since this run we've been on.
I've been trying to avoid this conversation, I'm not going to lie. People on the text line all week have been saying how this is a series of destiny versus dynasty. Obviously, the Phillies being destiny, which I roll my eyes about that. And then with the Astros, the run that they've had. Justin Verlander isn't he's not the only one that said this either. Lucas Giolito, we played his audio a little bit earlier. He mentioned that. Josh Reddick, as soon as they won the ALCS, he mentioned that on Twitter as well. This is a conversation that, quite frankly, I wanted to wait until the end of the World Series to have. But I also said it last year. I'm not going to back off what I said.
I was going to say, you and I have had this conversation previously, but I get it that you don't want to talk about it when we're in the moment talking about how this thing continues and what the next kind of skin on the wall could be. Look, I think that, but I've been adamant about, and it's been for more than one reason that I've talked about it, I want to validate a whole lot by getting a second World Series. I want to validate that you're better than the run the Braves went on because the Braves only won one, and you could win two. I've said what it means to what I think from a national media perspective about giving them their flowers and their respect if they win another one, as opposed to just going and always referring back to 17. Even Costas last night was on CNN, and Lisa had it on in the bedroom, and I was like walking, and Jake Tapper, who's a Philly fan and a big, you know, Philly native, was trying to bait Bob, and Bob Costas came back and said, from the start this time, look, there's not that many guys left. He must have been listening to the Bees earlier in the week, but he said, there's not hardly any guys left from this team. The run they've been on, you cannot blame on it, because once the league came down with the sanctions, there was no way to continue doing it. And yet they've been able to have a sustainability and a winning record that has put some things on the board that no team has done previously. You have to give them their due. And that's what I hope from it's hard to have one broad stroke to sweep across national media, because I know how hard it is for the Passons of the world. Even when they're trying to give them compliments, they're taking backhanded shots in their articles. But I feel like getting that second one is so important to kind of giving more status to this run that they've been on.
Yeah.
And that's what really a part of another reason why I want them to get this second championship.
That's why I've been avoiding the conversation. I'm not going to lie. Part of the reason I've been avoiding it is because I want to argue this from a stance of having two World Series, because I will argue it for one. Like that, we talked about it a lot. We talked about it last year. I do. It's kind of like we were talking about in the first segment. I do think it's a minority opinion, and I understand that dynasty and what they mean to certain people is a relative term. There is no definition. There is a definition for dynasty, but it doesn't relate to how many championships you won, things like that. It's a period of time of power, and the Astros have had a period
dominance and winning.
Yeah, and the Astros have had that. Mm-hmm. Now,
no question.
Is like that word winning, like how many World Series rings do you have to have in order to determine what is a high level of winning towards some people? So I understand that, and I think most people carry more weight on that championship than like I do. I look at the period of time. They've had a great period of time. I also don't want to argue it anymore from a state of only having one title. Like, I want to be talking in a week where I'm arguing it from a state of having two championships, and it goes from being a minority opinion to being a majority opinion. Because I do think if they win it, then it goes from that. It goes from a minority opinion that I have now to it flips to where it's now a majority opinion, and I don't think there's an argument against whatsoever.
It's also a very high society neighborhood to be considered for.
Absolutely.
I think that everybody, because of that, likes to keep the bar set very, very highly, because the teams that we've seen in our lifetime is like the Giants that won every other year in baseball for that one period of time and won three, I believe it was. The Spurs, the Warriors, the Patriots, those are the kind of teams with multiple championships and that kind of winning success we're talking about. This Astros team has been too good for too long to not have a second World Series title. We know that they've been there. They've sniffed it. They've been close. They've been favored. And it hasn't worked out. So I'm with you in the fact that I am, like, tiptoeing around a lot of stuff right now until this series is over, and hopefully it ends the way we want it to end, because then I think there's a jubilation that comes with validation of saying, now have all the conversations you want and debate other teams. It's pretty hard to debate what this team has been able to do with the sustained run that they've had and the multiple titles and the other things they've accomplished.
Yeah, I didn't love that Verlander was asked that question. The fact
it's
that he
inevitable,
said,
though.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that he says, how could it not be? I mean, probably minority opinion, right? But it does kind of validate my stance as well. And not the only one that has said
and
that.
And again, Buffalo Bills would be one that it gets overlooked as a dynasty because they didn't win one.
Right, but see, I would call that a dynasty.
And I think that was – I would agree with you because – but again, from like a sports analysis of any given person that is a sports fan's opinion, they don't give the Bills – their due because they didn't win even one.
I think that the more common, the more popular opinions that you have to win at least two and in like a pretty tight period.
Right.
713-780-ESPN Killer Bees broadcasting live from the 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. Swing on by, say hello to us, take advantage of some drink specials, food specials, all of that and much, much more, and play some golf, indoor bays and outdoor bays as well. Can't wait for tonight. Can't wait for tomorrow either. It's going to be a tremendous sports Saturday in the city. Get it started tomorrow morning over at TDECU Stadium for homecoming. All roads lead home. Come home to TDECU. The Cougars very much in the American Conference race, looking for their third straight victory as they host the Bulls of USF. Don't miss all the pomp and circumstance of college football and a special halftime performance tomorrow, of course. As always, the great Spirit of Houston will be performing, but also the presentation of the homecoming court. Entertainment by the cheerleaders during the game, Cougar Dolls, Shasta and Sasha, DJ Yobi Yobes in the student section, and a good product on the field as well. Get there early for the tailgating. Who doesn't love some early tailgating? Get started at 8 o'clock. Cougar Walk, you won't want to miss that. That begins at 8:45. No better way to get your Saturday started. Couple of ticket specials to take advantage of as well. If you have a family, you're looking for something to do tomorrow morning, listen to this. Family four-pack, four tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, four sodas, all for $100. How can you beat that? All that, $96. Head over to uhcougars.com/promo. Enter promo code USF four-pack or just call 713-GO-COUGS. Say that Branham sent you and they'll take care of you. Or if you don't have a family, you're looking for a ticket for you, maybe you and a date, tickets just $15. UHCougars.com, 713-GO-COUGS. Don't miss all the fun and pageantry of college football. Come early, be loud, and wear red.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees live, 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. Let's go straight out to the HR&P guest line, being joined by the head coach of the Houston Cougar basketball team, Kelvin Sampson. Cougars coming off the Elite Eight run last year, Final Four a couple years ago. Coach, you've told me this. You change one player off the team, it's a completely different team. You're replacing four starters. How's everything coming together with a season tipping off a week from Monday?
Well, the good news for us on that front, we've lost four starters every year for the 50th straight year. So, I mean, you think about that. You go back to Rob Gray, Mirazana, Devin Davis, and Wes Van Beck. All four of those guys started that year at some point. Then you go to the next year, the next year, the next year, all the way to last year. Well, last year it was Tajay Moore, Tyler Evers, Fabian White, Josh Carlton. So how it's going right now, how it's going the last 5 years. We're growing every day, kind of getting better. We're a long way from being a good team right now, but it's no different than any other year.
That's why I love you, Coach, because I know that, you know what, you're going to keep pushing and you're going to keep making them work, and you know that they're not there yet. But at the same time, I love what everybody's seeing and saying about this squad and what you've done on this run, but particularly as it relates to this year, because, you know, you're finally getting, you know, more of the preseason attention that you've deserved all along on this run. I'm curious with this, with NIL and how everything has shifted and changed in the NCAA that goes with it, how much that's the competition within the competition, that you can go out and say, we've had this run, this is where you need to be, and yet you've got other schools that are saying, yeah, but if you come play for us, we're going to put six figures and more you know, on your plate every day, and that seems like it's getting to be a major problem.
Not for me. Those kids can go take the six figures. I'd rather coach against them. You know, we get the kids we get because they want to come here and get better. They want to develop. They choose this coaching staff. You know, kids don't choose the name of a school. They choose the coaching staff. You know, Jairus Walker, he chose the coaching staff. He could have went anywhere. He got a bunch of NIL offers. He didn't get one here. And once kids get here, that's when we get involved with NIL. But we don't do anything to entice them. You'll never find me paying a kid to come here to play. I can't coach those kids. I don't know how you coach those kids. We get kids to come here because they love basketball. They love to get, they want to be developed. They want to be coached hard. They want to win. They want to be in a program that's defined by its culture and its success. That's how we get kids. So the NIL is not going to be an issue with us, Jeremy, or Joel.
Kelvin Sampson joining us on the HR&P guest line, head coach of the University of Houston basketball team. And, Coach, listen, watching this, the Astros run here, I know how big of a baseball fan you are. They've had you out several times throughout the first pitch, put you on the broadcast, played baseball, of course, collegiately as well. And you hear about the Astros, they talk about culture, which makes me think about your program as well. There's similarities there. Sustained winner. The city has rallied around both teams, both organizations, both programs, you with the Elite Eight last year, Final Four 2 years ago, really throughout the whole tenure, and you're seeing it now with the Astros. How cool is that when you're part of a program, a team, and you see the city rally behind you?
You know, Dusty and I text a lot. We've become good friends. I did a photo shoot not long ago, and he brought me an unbelievable bottle of wine that his vineyards produced, and it's called Hammer and Hank. And I told him, I'm not going to open that bottle of wine and drink it until after the Astros win the World Series, and I'm dying to open that bottle of wine. I think Dusty's such a great manager. You know, people that don't want to give people credit always kind of pivot to, he's a good guy. Well, of course he's a good guy, but he's also a great tactician. He makes great decisions. His players love him. They would go to war for him. That's what makes a great manager. Not a guy that never makes a mistake on which relief pitcher to put in or which lineup to put in. Nobody knows the answer to that but the manager and the players that he's dealing with. That's why they have teams. But I'm a huge Astros fan. My favorite players are Jose Altuve, number one. You know who else I love on that team is Framber Valdez.
Oh, yeah.
I just love his professionalism. I'm a huge Yuli Gurriel. At 37 years old, your body and your skill set is not made for the regular season. You're made for when it counts. He's not going to hit 300 like he did at 37. Everybody slows down. Look at LeBron James now. Look at Roger Federer. But in the seven-game series, when it counts, my money is going to be on Yuli Gurriel, Framber Valdez, and Jose Altuve.
Coach, that's why you always said I had a playoff body and I was built for the playoffs. I'm curious, with the Final Four being here in Houston this year, is that extra motivation for your players is that a distraction?
No, neither. Neither. I mean, literally. You know, when you're 67 years old, you're oblivious to anything. I mean, literally. It's like pressure. I have a lifetime contract. Now, that may be a one-year contract or a two-year contract, but I have a lifetime contract. My players, regardless of how this year ends, we're going to have a really good team next year. You really think our program's defined by winning a championship? We haven't been to a Final Four in 30-some years. Then all of a sudden we pop up one and people think we'll go to the next year. Well, I hope it's not 34 years if it comes again, but I have an appreciation for that. Two of my best friends in coaching were mentors for me with John Chaney at Temple. Hall of Fame coach. Great coach. Hall of Famer. Gene Cady at Purdue. And they coached collectively probably for about 75, 80 years. You know how many Final Fours they went to combined? Zero. Zero. Neither one coached in a Final Four. that's how difficult it is to make that. So the fact that the Final Four is in our city, great. That's great for our city. But we're not going to try any harder to get to the Final Four than we would if it was in Indonesia. We go through a process. Nothing changes our process. Nothing speeds it up. Nothing slows it down. We just have our process, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
What I love, Coach, and you mentioned some of the guys, Gene Katie and Chaney.
But Chaney.
I mean, yeah, throughout your career, I love the fact that we all know that you teach kids, but I love the fact that there's a brotherhood amongst the coaches. You spending some time with Pop in San Antonio and some of the different ways that, you know, I know you give back to guys that that you've worked with. I think that's the beauty that people kind of lose sight of is the fact that, you know, it's not my way or the highway and I'm not going to let anybody in on my secret like Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's like, hey, you know what? This worked for me. Maybe it can work for you. But there's that brotherhood, and I think that's awesome.
No, that's a great point, Joel. I'm glad you brought that up. We all have somebody that's helped us to put us in this spot, and I compare it to blessings. You know, we always have blessings in our lives. We're always looking for blessings in our lives. Well, how about being a blessing in somebody else's life? Bless someone else. I think that's the thing that I enjoy most about coaching is being able to help other people and get our kids to understand the difference in being a taker versus a giver. When it's our day to go, our creator, the things I've always believed this because I was taught to believe it is we're going to be judged by what we did for other people. If we had more people that would live their lives that way, obviously the world would change a little bit, but I think that's what coaching is. It's servant leadership. We serve others. You know, the name of our program is University of Houston. You know, we represent a wide swath of people, whether it's the city of Houston, former students, alumni, former players, parents, whoever. But we work so hard to put the best product on the floor that we possibly can. And if we can brighten someone's day, make somebody's life a little bit better because of how hard our kids play or the success we're having. Now, the people that want to bitch and complain about us losing, you know, you learn over a certain time that there's always going to be that segment of society. You're never going to change. So why would you worry about them? You know, focus on the people whose lives you can make better. If you do that, then things go a lot easier, I think.
Yeah. Great insight, Coach. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. Always enjoy the conversations, and we'll be seeing you very soon.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, you guys. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. It's Head Coach Kelvin Sampson. Season kicks off for the Houston Cougar basketball team a week from Monday. Hard to believe the season right around the corner.
Your schedule
I cannot
just
wait.
Ramps up even
cannot
more.
Cannot wait. Cannot
look. You know what? He's great about that. That's always who Calvin has been and always will be in terms of downplaying that. But you think about it, and you know what? To get some more props than they've gotten in the past, to start finally reaping the benefits of what he's done over the last several years, and then know the Cinderella story could be written here where you could get to another Final Four. You could have it in Houston. Jim Nance, the Coug alum, in his last tournament. Everything is just right there, and I'd love to see them take that all the way through to the final call. And, of course, you.
Killer Bees broadcasting live from 500 Golf. I'll take it. I love those rides, man. It's the best time of year. BZ Money. We do it every Friday at 1 o'clock, and we are hot. We are red hot. It's all about we. We had
Watch
a great week last week with Mr. Gow's Money, and we're going to roll it right over into week 8 of the NFL season. What are the Killer Bees plays this week? Well, it's the Killer Bees. Find out next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.